Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. My name's Greg and today is December the 28th, 2024. Can you believe it's episode 34? And this is the time of year where everyone sets New Year's resolutions, intentions, ideations and things of that nature. So we thought that we'd have a little conversation around that and then end with asking each person what their normal processes. But Alessandra, you and I were talking about this yesterday, and you had raised the notion, which I thought was rather interesting, about having a word of the year. And we talked about, you know, even breaking it down more granular than that, a word of a month. And there's a lot of research on this, isn't there? And I know that you have set words for yourself. You want to talk a little bit to that?
Yeah. So here's the thing about the word of the year is it takes the kind of a mentally healthier place of a resolution, because resolution feels kind of heavy-handed. It feels a little forced to me, but then, you know, I'm a kid of the culture I grew up in, right? But in having a conversation with our darling Andy Sporing, he talks about a word of the year. And so we started toying around with that. And when Creative Work Hour was doing a weekly Twitter space on creativity and creative health and mental health, that whole interface, we started toying with this. And Shadows was there. We just started discussing, well, what if there's just like one word of the year? You don't have to make up a sentence and worry about the syntax. You don't have to worry about, is this intention driven? Is it manifestation driven? Is it this driven or that? No, it's just a word. It's just a word. And the one that he played with in 2022 was acceptance. And so as we progressed in those Twitter spaces, we would talk about that about once a month. Like, how's that coming? And it worked out so well for him. He did it a second year, and that year was abundance. And it's really interesting to see how when you set a word of the year or a month or whatever it is, the scope that you need, how you can see the long tail effects of that, even after that contract term, if you will, is done. So that's where I am with the word of the year. Is it's a light lift. You can change it, you can nuance it, you can add to it. So do I know what my word of the year is going to be yet? It's a little bit fuzzy, but what I do know is that it's based on the Ludwig Mies van der Rohe, the architect, who's the one so well known for the phrase, less is more. So I don't know if I'll boil that down to the word less. I don't know what will happen, but just leaving that on the table and playing with it over these next few podcasts through 2025 January, we're just going to look at things like goals and intentions and manifestations and words of the year, resolutions. We're just going to work with that and see what happens. What we want in this conversation is that we're doing something together. We're listening to each other and seeing where we could end up going better, faster, stronger, because we weren't over here in a little all by myself silo. Yeah, I'll hand it back to you, Greg.
Thank you. So I'll go around the rooms to mention who's in the room with us today. There's myself, Greg, Alessandra. We have Devon. We have Bobby B. We have Ken. We have Rochelle. We have Gretchen, Hillary, Shadows Pub, and Sharon. So thinking about New Year's resolutions and just what you currently do, what do you normally do this time of year? What's your process, if you have one? I'll go to Devon.
Thanks, Greg. I really shy away from New Year's resolutions for a lot of different reasons, but it's something that I've had poor experiences with in the past. But when Andy started talking about his one word resolution, it sort of felt like something I could manage. And like, honestly, last year, my word was peace. And I feel like that is not finished yet. So I'm just rolling it over. I mean, I'm going to try and not fall into the trap of, well, it has to be different. You can't have the same word 2 years in a row. Well, it apparently took more than 1 year to manifest. So I'm going to give it another go and stay with peace as my intention for the new year.
Oh, it's a pretty important word as well, peace. Yeah, so I can see that. Nothing wrong with having that more than one year in a row. Bobby B, you're next up on my screen. What about you? What's your process if you have one?
My process has already triggered because I start my personal year on winter solstice. And as I look at all the noise and occurrences and influences swirling around that created a pretty disruptive 2024, I'm leaning into introversion for 2025. The only way I'm going to create the person I want to be is to draw everything back to what matters, simplify it, and then there are desires to what level of growth or success or whatever you want to call it the other end, but it's going to be all about introversion as a path to get there.
I really like that, Bobby. Introversion. Yeah, I love that. Ken, what about you? Do you have a process for this time of year?
Yeah, I do have a bit of a process. I think, hearing the word resolution for me kind of seems to be outcome focused. And so rather than being focused on the outcome, then of course, I think there's kind of there in the middle, maybe is the intention. And then preceding the intention is the motivation. Like, what's the thing behind the intention that could be unconscious? And obviously, this is supposed to be a short answer, but I think it has to do with one's relationship to time and space. So how one relates to their past and to their future and to the present, and being conscious of all those factors feeding into then the motivation, which then you have the intention, which then has some kind of an outcome. So anyway, I guess enough theory. I'll go with my word, which is initiation. That's going to be my word of the year.
Initiation. I love that.
Initiation.
I love that. Yeah, you can certainly get lost in that exploration of peeling back those layers to see what's lurking around the corners. Absolutely love that, Ken. Rochelle, what about you? Do you have a process? What's your process normally look like?
Thanks, Greg. I'm with Devin, trying to shy away from like resolutions or outcomes. And actually, when I was writing a lot on Twitter, it was my little brother, Nico, in Chicago, that brought up three words for the New Year's. So that has always been one of my contemplations. And my words, the first was from my meditation teacher, Sandra Barnard, up in Meadville, Pennsylvania, at the Full Spectrum School of Healing. She always said, awareness is key. So my first one is awareness, because if I'm not even aware, I'm kind of lost. And then the second is focus. What am I focusing on? What am I telling myself? Because that can lead into manifestation or down a rabbit hole I don't want to go. So awareness and focus. And the last one is bliss. Follow my bliss. I think in the past, so often I've tried to be the good girl and make everyone else happy. And I'm starting to realize what makes me happy, and what would happen if I followed joy instead of avoiding by fear or going that negative route. So this is a new year, and this is a whole new kind of focus for me. But that's what I'm gonna kind of contemplate, awareness and focus and bliss.
Thank you, Rochelle. I love that. Yeah, it does all start with an awareness, doesn't it? And if we're not aware of where we want to get to, how on earth will we possibly get there? So I know it's a little bit of a cliche, but true nonetheless. Hillary, you're next up on my screen. What about you? What's your process this time of year? What does that look like if you have one?
Thank you, Greg. My process. Well, I'll start off by saying I don't run my process through the Gregorian calendar, so New Year's concept isn't my trigger. I'll jump because it's cyclical, so I'll jump onto the cycle anytime. It's just the world evolving. And when it comes to, the goal setting intention, things like that, so many tools in the tool belt. But those tools are only good if I use them. I've got a lot of tools sitting in the toolbox, and they're just sitting there collecting dust. And You know, I'm glad this is today's subject. And I went to a manifestation webinar yesterday, and it really rekindled the energy that you create for yourself. You know, going through the process of this kind of spending the time to think about what you want, defining what you want. You know, what is that end goal? You can plan your life like a vacation. Any part of your life. So, a vacation, when you go to decide you're going to go to another state to go visit a site and things like that, you set the goal, the end goal of what you want, how you want it to feel, what experience you want to have, and then you figure out how you'll do it. You don't say, I want to go out of state and visit a museum and be like, I can't because I don't know how to get there. I don't know where I'll sleep when I'm there. You say, I want to go. And then you figure out how. And you could do that with anything. I realized I did that when I bought my first house. I didn't know how to buy a house, but I said I wanted to. And then I started figuring out how. But that's just one of those little things, those little bits of stuff. But then again, this goes back to tools. Belief systems, you know, like I got so much stuff. So I won't even spend the time talking about that unless we've got more time. And that's not today. So I will pass the ball, the flated ball back. Okay. So back to the word of the year. Why do I feel like my word needs to be reinflate?
In flight. I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Using the tools and setting an intention. Thanks. Thanks, Hillary. Shadows, you're next up on my screen. What about you? What's your process?
So January 1st is a 6-month reset. I have one resolution, same resolution every year. There shall be no blank resolutions. Word of the year, like I need to add another word to what I do. So at this point, I look back on what's happened in the last 6 months, what worked, what didn't work, what do I want to add, what do I want to get rid of, and then I decide what carries on. That's it.
But the heart does go on. I'm thinking of Celine Dion for some reason. But yeah, love it. Thanks, Shadows. You know, I always struggle with this personally, setting resolutions. And Alessandra, it was like you and I were talking about, if you, it's almost can get tied up in legalese. You know, what is a resolution? What's the definition of resolution? And you can analyze it to death. And then if you set a resolution and you fail, it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I was talking about, and you had said, well, if you had to pick a word, and I was thinking searching would be a good one. I like the idea of searching, but I'll bring it back around to you. I'll pass it back to you for some closing remarks.
Thank you, Greg. And I like searching because it's like when you said that to me yesterday, I'm like, searching. Yeah, searching. And that's kind of like the opposite of resolution. As a musician, the word resolution has a very different take on it. It doesn't mean I resolve at the beginning of the year to XYZ. No, that's not what it means at all. Resolution means how does something finish? For instance, if you're playing Happy Birthday to You, before you get to that very, very, very last note, Happy Birthday to, it's that note, it's that chord that has to resolve you. So it's not about how things start, it's how they finish. And if the finishing is about the outcome, like what Ken was saying, that's the resolution. It's not how you start. So, part of what we're going to do before we leave you all is we're just going to pass around the room words that can be changed, dumped, or augmented. But for our little crew of the Creative Work Hour, this crew that comes together every day to work on stuff that's important to our own creative health, we're just going to throw in a basket one word. To come up with a word or set of words for creative work hours, togetherness word of the year. So I'm starting with the word togetherness, and I will pass it to Devin. What's your creative work hour word of the year?
Support.
Connection.
Journey.
Adventure.
Thankful.
A stride.
Time travel.
And Sharon, We're going to come back to you, Sharon. What were you going to say a little bit earlier when you couldn't quite get back to us?
I basically wanted to talk about what I do about in the closing at this time. So with me, what I do at the end of this period is that I like to go into nature and like introspect. And I also like to do my yearly reviews, but at the end of the year so that I can close the year off. But like last year and the year before that, I had this fear of, let me just get everything in by the end of the year. But this year, I'm going to make sure everything just rolls over to January and just make sure this period is like calm for me.
I love that. And if you have a word to toss into the basket for a word of the year for Creative Work Hour, what might that be?
Balance.
Love it. Did we get everybody? Greg, I've been busy writing everybody's words down over here. So I think I may have gotten lost in the mix. Did we get everyone?
Penguin. I'm glad that you're taking notes because I've already forgotten my word. So
searching.
Searching. No, the word for the Creative Work Hour, I think I threw a different name in for that. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to keep working on it over the next few podcasts. So,
I can listen to the recording. Imagine that. So, okay. Well, there you heard it here first, but it's that time. You've done it again. You've wasted a perfectly few good minutes listening to Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. But what about yourself? What do you normally do this time of year? What's your process? Do you have New Year's resolutions? And what do they look like? How do you decide what they are? Let us know. We would love to hear. Come back again next week for another crazy episode and we'll continue the journey. Thank you.